At first, I was really nervous until the first three songs, and then I started to get used to it.
Corey Myers is a senior at Mount Edgecombe from Pilot Station. The Western Experience is an annual festival in Den Bosch, Netherlands, celebrating the American West. Native American dance is a huge part of the festival. Den Bosch is a long way from dancing in the Alaska Day Parade in Sitka. Cecilia Chakihuk is a senior from Alakanuk. She also had some butterflies.
I was really nervous the first time. I couldn't believe how big the crowd was, but then after a while, I got used to it, and knowing that they've never seen a dance before made me more brave.
The Mount Edgecombe students danced in front of about 15,000 people over the course of 9 days in late January and early February. Besides the Den Bosch Festival, they performed in Rotterdam and held a workshop at a dance school there. Then it was on to Paris to hold workshops at the Lycée Racine and the Lycée Brasson, two well-known dance academies. Baxter Bond, a senior from Tunanac, was the group's spokesman, introducing the dances and Yupik culture to people from vastly different cultures.
I think it kind of shows how unique we are. And there are about 20,000 Yupik people in Alaska. And for the people in Europe, it kind of shows a different culture of a faraway place to them.
The students say that many in their audience expressed interest in continuing the cultural dialogue that began in this trip. It's possible that dancers from the European schools may do a reciprocal visit to Alaska in the future. These students, all seniors, won't be at Mount Edgecombe if that happens, but that doesn't mean they won't be dancing. Cecilia Chakihuk says it's a lifelong tradition.
I've been dancing since I was a little girl, and I'll continue to do so. I dance mostly at home.
And Corey Myers is also embracing tradition.
I also drum back at home. I'm one of the youngest drummers back at home. Drum with my uncle. I'm not going to quit it.
The Yupik Dancers European Tour was sponsored in large part by the Callista Corporation, with additional help from several Sitka businesses. The dancers say underclassmen returning to the group next year might consider trips to Australia, Spain, or Mexico to share Yupik dance with other indigenous cultures around the world. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.